K.C. Miggins. King Cat, K.C., was a stray cat that Papa and Momsy had found. K.C. was the king of the palace. It wasn't really a palace. It was just a small house in the country. But for a cat like K.C., it was a palace. K.C.'s throne was Papa Miggins' chair, and Papa and Momsy were his servants. At a flick of a whisker, they would be there, giving him everything he wanted. When their grandson, Hugo, came to stay, K.C. had an extra servant. Life was good for K.C. Miggins. Do you need anything, K.C.? One weekend, Hugo was staying with Papa and Momsy. Hugo was helping Papa build a new chicken house when Papa said, "Look, the clouds are boiling. We're in for a battering." Papa was right. The rain started slowly at first, then fell in heavy drops. "We'll have to go in," said Papa. "This is going to be the grandmama of all storms. We're getting wet." Momsy made a pot of hot soup as they watched the clouds beating each other. The wind began to whine, and the rain beat a drum roll on the roof. K.C. left his throne and stalked around the room, his royal tail in the air and his whiskers twitching. "He can smell a storm," said Papa. The wind was getting stronger, tugging at the house as if it was trying to snatch it away. Its icy fingers reached through the gaps under the door. Outside, sticks and leaves and paper chased each other in the air. Suddenly, the door blew open. A flash of lightning zigzagged across the sky, and the clouds slapped each other hard. The room went black. "Power's off," said Momsy. Papa closed the door, and Momsy lit the candles. Hugo loved the way the flickering light made shadows on the wall. Then they heard the noise. It was a strange hissing sound. "That's an animal," said Momsy. "It's K.C.," said Papa. "He's not here. He must have gone out when the door blew open." "A royal cat like him," said Momsy, "won't survive in a storm like this. We'll have to rescue him." "There's a monster on the wall." Papa and Momsy and Hugo put on jackets and boots and went into the night. At the end of the garden, there was a tall tree. In the light from Papa's torch, through the curtain of rain, they could just see a dark shape. It was clutching onto a swaying branch. "It's K.C.," said Papa. "He's up that tree. Ridiculous cat." "We'll have to get him down," said Momsy. In the dark, they could see two eyes shining like mini headlights. "He's terrified," said Hugo. "There's no way he will come down." "Ridiculous cat." Papa took hold of the branch. It was tossing this way and that in the wind. "I'll pull the branch down," he shouted, "and you and Hugo grab him." It was raining even harder now. The rain stung their cheeks. It ran in a cold stream down the necks of their jackets. Papa pulled on the branch and down it came. But just as he got the branch near the ground, a strong gust of wind snatched it from his hands. With a whoosh, It swung up, and a dark shape went whistling through the air like a torpedo. Even above the noise of the wind, they heard the thud. Papa and Momsie and Hugo stood there, the wind circling them like a pack of angry wolves. They were wet and cold, but they stood there in silence, thinking about Casey. Finally, Hugo said, "He was a good cat." "We're going to miss that silly cat."
"He was part of the family."
"There'll never be another KC," said Momsie. "He was a stray cat with royal blood." Hugo felt warm tears mingling with the cold rain on his cheeks. "We'll find him tomorrow when the storm is over," said Papa. "We'll give him a royal burial."
"I loved his soft fur."
But when they returned to the house, there was KC, stretched out on his royal throne. "You!" shouted Momsie. "It must have been a possum in that tree," said Papa. "That cat was here all the time." Ah, yes, life was good for KC Miggins. "This is the life,"